Steve Dion here with thefinalscore.tv, joined today by Mike McDonald from 610 KONA Radio. Mike, how you doing today?
Very well. Good to talk with you today.
Hey, we're going to jump into Mid-Columbia basketball, get a bit of a preview on some of the top teams down in your neck of the woods in Pasco. And, you know, for us Western Washington folks, kind of the big team and the big name that we think of when we think of Eastern Washington hoops is the Richland team and Stephen Bayo specifically. Are they kind of the favorite that you see early on in the boys' side of things in the Mid-Columbia bracket, or is there another team that's kind of knocking on the doorstep?
Well, it's interesting that you start off with Richland, obviously, with their success last year and the state tournament team and kind of the way that Earl Stroyfert, the head coach, has guided this team. That's immediately what you think of as number one in the 4A side of the Mid-Columbia Conference. And Stephen Bayo is a senior this year. So far, he's averaging 28 points per game.
Wow.
But already the Bombers, Steve, have lost a matchup in non-league play against Wenatchee. It was kind of their first game out of the chute, and they've won a couple of games since. I think there's a lot that we'll find out about this team as they play a tournament over at Curtis High School in the coming days as we prepare for the winter break.
Interesting. So a bump in the road early for the Bombers, so it's not totally sure on where they stand, but you know they could definitely get the ship corrected here soon in that tournament that you mentioned. And you know another team that was in the state tournament last year, Kennewick. What do you like out of them this year?
Well, they're a gutty team. Braden Lighty is the head coach. I think the way that they play defense, it's kind of helter skelter. They try to work the quick matchup zone. They'll bust out of it into a trapping defense and try to get the turnovers. And when they get a loose ball, even off a rebound, maybe a long rebound off the front iron, they'll get it down court so quickly that maybe will take two passes before they put up a shot. But they don't go deep into the shot clock. They don't really run a half-court offense, per se. They like to attack, and that's what I like about that team.
It looks like Kamayakin and Chiawana have got off to pretty decent starts. Do you see them kind of being a contender for a league title this year?
Well, you know, I look at Kamayakin, and it's funny how the cycles run with the talent levels, and you see this at any high school. You think of dynasties and programs, but it comes to a close and you start to lose the talent level, and then maybe it will come back in a couple of years as you start to work with some of those underclassmen and get them ready for varsity basketball. That's what I see with Kamayakin, and this may be a year where they start to move up again, but it's going to take a little bit of time.
Any other top players you'd like to mention, or maybe underclassmen that you see being top players in the league in the future?
There's a couple. Well, you mentioned Kamayakin. Isaiah Brimmer is definitely one of the kids to watch. He's averaging just over 20 points per game so far. At Chiawana, back to the 4A side of the Mid-Columbia Conference, Andre Voloshin is at 22 points per game. And the other night we were covering a game, and they played against Wenatchee. And in the first quarter, he was shooting 60% from behind the three-point line.
Ooh,
yeah,
wow.
And ended up, I don't think he had a field goal. He had a couple of free throws, but all of his field goals were from behind the three-point line.
Wow. That's,
he's a sharpshooter.
That's good stuff. So for people that have never been over to see a high school basketball game east of the mountains, tell me about maybe the rivalries over there in your league, maybe some notable gyms that are the best to watch a game on a Friday night.
The biggest rivalry would be on the 4A side, and that's Richland and Chiawana. They're the only two 4A schools that are here in the Tri-Cities, so it's kind of a natural that they would be fierce competitors.
Right.
And it's worked out that way. Chad Heron, the coach at Chiawana, as mentioned before, Earl Stroyfert over at Richland High. That's a fun one to watch. On the 3A side, Kamayakin, Kennewick, Southridge, they're the three schools that are based in Kennewick. Any night, any gym, and it's just amazing how many fans turn out to watch high school basketball. It's pretty impressive.
Anything that you can report on in terms of the girls' side of things, top teams, maybe teams that have got off to an interesting start, maybe that was unexpected?
Well, the one team that we always rely on to make a trip over to Tacoma for the tournament, or at least into that state regional portion of the tournament,
right,
is Chiawana and head coach Steve Davis. And they are a team that will work the half-court offense, and they pass patiently and find a cutter, and they try to get the easy baskets, and they also have a number of shooters that can spot up at the arc and hit the three-point shots. But really the hallmark of that Steve Davis type of basketball is the defense and the way that they are trained to strip the ball away from you. I mean, it's a nightmare for their opponents just to get the ball out of backcourt, and they're a fun team to watch.
Mike McDonald with KONA Radio breaking down the Mid-Columbia Conference in boys and girls. You can hear him on Varsity Hoops Live when we get that rolling in January. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
You bet. Take care, Steve.